Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mysteries, Miracles and Mysticism, or Mystery Miracles and Mysticism, I should say. I'm your host, Vanessa, and I am very delighted to be here this evening. And I'd just like to welcome you to the show if you're tuning in. This show is dedicated to Almeen, world-leading mystic and seer of our time, and all of her beautiful, sacred, profound teachings and tools that she has brought through and gifted to her students and humanity. So yes, I titled the show Updates on Transcendence, Esclavenet, and I actually nearly mispronounced that. So Transcendence, Esclavenet, which is a new Baal Ptah healing modality. It's another piece added on to Baal Ptah. It's another aspect of it. And the alchemy of days out of time. So what do I speak about first, I wonder? Okay. So I'm your host, Vanessa. I don't know if I introduced myself because I actually can't remember each moment. So it just means that I feel sometimes I have no concept of time, and I'm very aware that, so anyway, moving onwards, we'll talk a little bit about transcendence, because the last week, I think it was, we went through a massive transcendence on the planet, and it meant that there was a massive shift all over Earth. And so light workers have been working on this to actually help transcend the Earth out of cataclysmic realities so we can move beyond it. And there was a beautiful retreat on at that stage in Tuscany. And so this was taking place while at the same moment that the transcendence was taking place. Actually, it was a massive part in it. You know, it was on in Tuscany in Italy, and, you know, it was the fifth and last day out of time. You know, I did some beautiful ceremonies myself, to remove nanotechnologies and mind control. So a day out of time, what is a day out of time? A day out of time is when your reality becomes less physical, it's when you try and dream in your reality of how you would like to envision your reality, you know, what is it that you would love. So there happened to be a beautiful ceremony that was happening with Almeen's sacred teachings, and I feel that these students were actually instructed from Almeen to do specific things, ceremonies, to help transcend the Earth, you know, with sacred intent that it bless all of life and each and every being and life as well. So you could do beautiful ceremonies as well that would benefit all of life as well if you were at home and you couldn't make it to this retreat. So further news on this. Did the transcendence work? Did, you know, transcendence was to assist the Earth to rise to the second level of resurrection? The first level was reached in October 2015, so it's imperative that we actually transcend the third level up. We're transcending still, as far as I'm aware, and the third one is to come. Let me see, when is the third one to come? It's on New Year's Eve, actually, if I'm correct. And I'm sorry, I feel there's stuff going on with the electrics here. I'm just a bit aware of it, and I'm not going to say it distracts me, but I'm just aware of it. So I feel that's on New Year's Eve, and it's a free event, so I feel if anyone wishes or feels the pull, inner pull to attend this, please do so. There's going to be sacred alchemical sound that is going to be given, which is going to help clear the distorted emotions within, that's going to help transcend the Earth even more. So it's going to be very powerful. very, very powerful ceremony if you listen and tune into that, because you're going to have a lot of the major life workers all over the earth, you know, listening to this and tuning themselves into this to become even more into oneness, so we can actually transcend and raise the earth up into a higher level of expression of existence, so we can move out of you know, cataclysms. So there was a question asked about Earth resurrection continues. So the question was the ceremony of planetary transcendence, was it successful in raising the Earth to the second stage of resurrection? And Almin answers, yes, the planet was successfully raised in transcendence and it is ready for the third raise on New Year's Eve. Now, the question that's all on everyone's maybe hearts or lips was, how could such a bad thing have happened in Paris today, right after the ceremony? And Paris had the widespread shootings and blasts, and there was 120 plus dead. And Almin's answer was, it's a great blessing that the ceremony of transcendence was just completed when this happened. In the lower reality, it would have happened at the soccer game held near the concert location where major violence occurred. The game was France against Germany, and the president of France was there. Many more would have died due to a bomb blast there if you did not raise the planet into a new reality. Now that is very interesting, because, yes, my heart is with all of the families that have lost, you know, I mean, I woke up the next day and I felt such deep sorrow. It was just unbelievable, the sorrow I felt. And which brings me to the beautiful Esclavonex, Bal Baspata, that Almin has brought through. And it helps to remove ghosts. We've spoken about this on previous radio shows. And it removes ghosts that are on Earth. Because what they do is they tie up energy. So they need to be released and let go. And this also helps the Earth's transcendence. So it helps the ghosts to move through and go where they're meant to go, or, you know, it helps them to move on. So and they're literally like old psychic impressions and stuff like that as well. So it's really bizarre, because I did the, it's very personal actually, but I did the Esclavonet, Balbaspata, on a day out of time, also after doing the ceremony to remove mind control and nanotechnologies. And so I decided I would do the Esclavonet, Balbaspata, after what I'd heard that had happened in Paris, and you know, as a proxy for all of life. And in my dream time, I've shown people who were near and dear to me who had actually moved through into soul realm, and I just felt deep sorrow. I felt a fear. Ghost, I would say that was on. They couldn't bear the thought of not people they loved anymore. And it also felt to me like, you know, they were going into the other world, you know, they were leaving the physicality, and I would be souls that had left physicality. So I feel some deep sorrow. The insight I got, maybe, I don't presume to know, but maybe I was feeling some of what humanity was feeling as, you know, the loss of their family, the ones that they love, you know, they hold so dear to their heart. And that I send them my love, and I have so much compassion for them. And just enough. And out. I am going to play a beautiful sound to listeners from Almina, of course. And her music is made of black and white, which helps cancel out. If I can get it to play, that would be fantastic. okay, so actually, I'm going to play Ampha Pavillon, And this actually helps bring peace into your heart, into your awareness. It's just so, so beautiful. So I'm just going to play it, and I hope you enjoy it. And that was Anpa Pavillon. And that was one of the stories communicated with Ami. And the qualities that can stop me. And one of them is to help bring peace within. Sunin also mentioned something about, so we know that the transcendence was a success, so amazing. I'm so eternally grateful to the Blue Tuscany. My deepest love, praise, and gratitude to you, beloved life family. You did it your own way to life and to assist in the transcendence. So, Almin has put another post about the state of government through self government. So she puts up and she awoke in the morning with a sense of foreboding, and there is a threat that Russia and America can turn Syria into another Vietnam, a place where another nation is the proxy for a war picked out by two superpowers, each backing their own players in the game. Hundreds of thousands will, if this takes place. We, by the sacred government of the earth, again, we are the sacred government of the earth, sacred government through self-government. What changes do we have to make to prevent this? We have the following conflict playing out in our bodies the battle between proactivity and receptivity. Conflicts could localize in an organ or specific area of the body to play itself out, like heart palpitations, inflammation, etc. To resolve this, and by proxy, to resolve it globally, we have to surrender more than we ever have. Picture is in a flux because of planetary transcendence. A planned future is a closed future. Don't try and go to the future. Let the future come to you. Trust that from the moment well lived, a worthy future is born. Relax into the moment. There are no unimportant moments. They are the foot of eternity. You actually look on Amin's store, and you go to, if you actually go to the store, you will actually see she's got the books, you can get e-books as well. She is, the one that's really, really amazing is Judge Scott. Goes into depth in detail about inner work and how you can become sacred government ourselves and stalking our motives and really combing what it is that we are actually, why we're actually doing a certain thing. It's a very profound book, and it is something that you may go back to. It's a beautiful one to have because it's like a Bible. I found it very, very beautiful, and I'm so grateful to have it in my house, to be honest with you, because I actually fell in love with that book. It was one of my first books that I read, belonged to Amin, and still to this day, I find it just such a treasure to have in my house, amongst her other books, which she recently released. The book of Spells, which cancels out black magic, and also the book of Runes, which also cancels out etheric interference. And the next one is the book of Star Transmissions, and was very gratefully received to be a free gift from Amin, actually. And this is in the book of Star Transmissions, and I'm going to call this power wheel. It's called Kelebak Haramut Seres Bakvi Nesava, the power wheel to remove all nanotechnology. And then we have the other power Nukta Saravavu Hurespi Ufaranat Uplav S, to remove all mind control. Very beautiful gift. And then beautiful angel here. Another that Amin is giving for free. So I'm going to call this angel. And for anyone listening, this is like a blessing, and it's up to you if you wish to accept it. You can't be forced on anyone. And that's the beautiful thing about Amin's sacred healing and healing modalities. They cannot be forced on anyone or anything. I'm going to call the angel. Vani, by the power of your holy and sacred sigil, I instruct you to say to your holy and sacred Kumbhagi and all of our beloved life on the earth, and whoever is listening to this radio show and they want to receive it. This is a beautiful sacred sigil. I instruct it to be placed in my home and homes whoever wants it in their home and wherever they feel they need it in their workspace or in their environment. And this sigil, this beautiful angelic being, assists in becoming to become invisible to hostile and destructive intent. So they are beautiful gifts to have. So anyway, okay, so we have more about the alchemy of days out of time. And this is the most recent post. And, you know, serving, you know, different threads of conversations that have on Facebook on Amin. And everyone's, you know, different perspectives and stuff. It's really interesting to, really how others connect us. And I'll just read what it says here. So the alchemy of days out of time. To each of you, thank you for your comments on the post of November 13th, 2015. And a special thanks to Bethlehem for pointing out that of three violent situations that occurred in past, two of them occurred on days out of time. I was curious to ask Armin about this. Question two, out of three violent, two took place on, I'll say that again, Two out of three Paris attacks took place on days out of time. Was it planned because the perpetrators know of their special significance, or was it just planning? So Amin's answer is planned by not fighters. Because of work, the light bearers of the planet. I've been saying for years that Paris is at risk for terrorist attacks. But by having it on a day at a time, it lifts it up and hurdles with minimum damage compared to what it could be. It isn't great. So, I suppose when I look at it from that perspective, I feel if we hadn't, like if it hadn't done the transcendence and the work that was the sacredness of the work that was being done. On that particular day, it could have been. I know you probably think, well, how can it get any worse? But it probably could. It could have possibly have a lot worse. I wouldn't like to think about it being a lot worse, to be honest with you. You know, I'm just eternally grateful that we actually transcended that reality. And my love goes to the families. I just feel for anyone who has been affected by anything like that, I just feel they'll get so many gifts from even checking out Amin's website, which is www.spiritualjourneys.com. And now I am going to play the Joyful Dragon. and that was The Joyful Dragon, and that's from Almeen, and that's from her 18 elixirs, her 18 sound elixirs, which are actually alchemical sound, which is made up of black and white light frequency, equal amounts, which cancel out illusion. And I was also looking at something about that as well. There's a much deeper aspect to the 18 elixirs, and I'm hoping to share it with you next week because I don't have my hands on it right now. So the other thing I was hoping to do this evening was the Esclavonet. And I would like to do it for Atlantis and its influences, because it's like an old ghost and old psychic impression, and it's going to help clear things with the waters on the earth. I just saw the lights kind of getting brighter there. I feel it's going to clear things with the waters of the earth, and we have mentioned the few that are trying to control the waters of the earth. So when we let go, when we do the self-work and look within and see what it is that has to change in our own lives and that has to yield to the new. And then we can actually do the Bhavaspata for removing these ghosts, these old psychic impressions. And we're going to do it for Atlantis and its influences. So get yourself comfy. I'm hoping we have enough time to do it. And the rest will be in the archive anyway. So just get yourself comfortable. Get a blanket, and I'm going to get ready too, okay? Okay, so I'm ready. I'm asking now that you start to see your heart center open beyond the feet of light. You start to see the earth in the center of your heart. The moon, all of planets, known and unknown planets, all star systems everywhere. Start to see cosmoses. I now intend as a proxy for all of life to do Esclavonet, Bhavaspata, or Atlantis and its influences. I also call the angel gods Her Es Akraba It and Nikpa Ruspaher to assist the Bhavaspata angels in clearing all Atlantean agendas and influences. I call on the angel Rusatsi Uravak by the power of your holy and sacred sigil. I instruct you to place your holy and sacred sigil within my being, Tla Utsa Apa, for the opening of the mind. I call on the angel Iron Umavak by the power of your holy and sacred sigil. I instruct you to place your holy and sacred sigil within my being, for the opening of the heart. Kruvek Pa Ururek. I call on the angel Pru Arikaha. By the power of your holy and sacred sigil, I instruct you to place your holy and sacred sigil within my being, or the receptivity of the body, Kel Aviv Bala. I now start the Esclavonet, Bhavaspata. For Atlantis and its influences, I call on the angel Eskru Bar Sarsanit. By the power of your holy and sacred sigil, I instruct you to place your holy and sacred sigil within to assist in removing Atlantis and its influences. Eskla Truhanek. I call on the angel Bilakve Hursata. By the power of your holy and sacred sigil that I hold, I instruct you to place your holy and sacred sigil within to remove ghosts and psychic impressions from Atlantis and its influences. Nimhursa Prava Asavak. I call on the angel Paranokve Eskruvanet. By the power of your holy and sacred sigil, I instruct you to place your holy and sacred sigil within Atlantis and its influences, to remove ghosts and psychic impressions. Keret Bar Istova, I call on the angel Pruvanet Brehanusi. By the power of your holy and sacred sigil, I instruct you to place your holy and sacred sigil within Atlantis and its influences to remove ghosts and psychic impressions. Ruharnit the Ixtava. I call on the angel Kirsata Oresmanu. By the power of your holy and sacred sigil that I hold, I instruct you to place your holy and sacred sigil within Atlantis and its influences to remove ghosts and psychic impressions. I call on the angel Kles Panuth Harasteh. By the power of your holy and sacred sigil, I instruct you to place your holy and sacred sigil within. Atlantis and its influences to remove ghosts and psychic impressions. Melkor Estratve. I call the angel Ersamot Akravar. By the power of your holy and sacred sigil that I hold, I instruct you to place your holy and sacred sigil within Atlantis and its influences for removing ghosts and psychic impressions. Uruk Mestavis. I call on the angel Nunsarek Skruvavit. By the power of your holy and sacred sigil that I hold, I instruct you to place your holy and sacred sigil within Atlantis and its influences to remove ghosts and psychic impressions. Aranash Ususamet. I call on the angel Kluvahasvi Darisanil. By the power of your holy and sacred sigil that I hold, I instruct you to place your holy and sacred sigil within for Atlantis and its influences for the removal of ghosts and psychic impressions. Erekar Suhavanit. This is done as a proxy for all of life with much love, praise, gratitude, and trust. I now end this holy and sacred healing session with praise, love, and deepest gratitude for the angelic beings that have come and that are doing this as I speak. I'm now going to end the show on this beautiful healing called Call of the Sirens. These are all from the 18 elixirs. Well, these two are from the 18 elixirs. From Almin, sound healing and alchemical sound healing. And they also help you heal energies and addictions. I hope you enjoy this beautiful elixir called Call of the Sirens.